Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Yesterday, as I was preparing, the theme the whole day was the Word of God. What is it to us? So I ended up with scripture in Hebrews 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hallelujah! Isn't that a wonderful verse, my God? You know, God is so awesome. When I think about His Word, right? First of all, it's a light to our feet. It produces results. You know, the Word of God is flesh to our bones. Hear that. It's flesh to our bones. So by saying that it's living, it means it's not history. It's a word for the now, right now. The situation you have now, this is the word. You know, the word will be able to give you solutions. It's not a history book. These words can come alive off the pages. The word of God will produce results. Remember when He said, my word will not return void? That's the whole point. His word will not return void. Also, remember when He said, we get wisdom, get knowledge, but above all, get understanding. So as we take on the word, we are looking for the understanding. Meaning, we won't just quote the word and be, you know, a version of parrots, just repeating the word, but we are looking for understanding and the depth and the revelation under that word. And we always ask the Holy Spirit to come and brew on the word, because He will connect the scriptures. He will open your spiritual eyes so you can see it like that. I like this part where it says discerner, because it's a two-edged sword. It will pierce and divide into the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Meaning, even if you're talking to someone and they seem extremely hardcore, hardened of heart and everything, just keep watering with the word of God. It will soften that place. Have you ever seen like an area where there is a water dripping? Slowly but surely, that small water drop will cause a crack in a humongous wall, and yet it wasn't doing much. It's just one little drop of water every single time until that area will soften and crack open. So don't give up as you share the word with other people, even as you take it for yourself. If you think nothing is happening, oh no, something is happening. And I love that it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That, to me, that means it's a filter. If someone comes with you with either a question or you're on crossroads, guess what? Go to the Word of God, search the scriptures to find where that particular issue falls. It will make things very simple and clear to know which direction to take. You see, so it helps us discern. And, you know, in Ephesians, the word of God is a weapon. It's a sword. But there's something interesting about the word of God being a weapon. If you just think of any sort of weapon, its effectiveness is based on the skill of the handler of that tool. You see, whether it's a sword, whether it's a knife, whatever tool it is, it's effective, because the tool itself is neutral, but it will be highly effective if the person handling the tool is highly skilled, and they have mastered the craft of using the tool. What am I saying? You have to master the word of God because it is the sword. Then your ability, your application of the skill towards the word will bring you glorious results. Learn the word. Apply it. You are the variable factor in this situation. You have to take the time to search for the word, rightly dividing the word. You have to master how do you apply the word, and to the degree to which you apply the word, that's to the degree the results you'll get. Because if you're not getting results, but then you're looking at the word, something is wrong. Never excuse failure. If it's not working, go back and revisit and figure out what are you doing wrong. Are you reading the word out of a habit and you're using it as a hobby versus rightly dividing the word? Are you hearing everybody else but don't take the time to read the word for yourself? Are you engaging the Holy Spirit to help you discern the word? So these are all things to consider.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KaroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.